This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With a surge of potentially warm temperatures hitting the area, it's important to remind yourselves that it's never safe to leave a child in a vehicle. Never leave your child alone in a car, not even during a quick errand. Be sure to keep car doors and trunks locked so kids can't accidentally climb in on their own. Great reminders, such as placing a personal item in the back seat. And take action. If you do see a child alone in a car, contact local authorities. And remember, your pets count too. You can find this on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Saturday, April 25th at 1 p.m., the Dead Squirrel Bar and Grill is hosting the annual virtual ice fishing tournament for the Glidden Orioles. All proceeds go towards the Orioles baseball team's electronics upgrades and renovation. This is a great benefit with great food, great music, and great company from the Orioles themselves. There's several categories, and to enter, you must purchase a one-day license, which is $20, but does include a meal. This will also be alongside meat raffles, a drawing for a gun raffle, a basket raffle, and a 50-50 drawing. There's also going to be live music, and a prize for the best fishing hat. If you have any questions, you can call 715-663-0586. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 25th at 1 p.m. over at Dead Squirrel Bar and Grill in Glidden.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first forum for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nem with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for a low. Tomorrow, a little off and on rain. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.